The proponent of a hotel-apartment developer in Thornbury has asked council to step in and put an end to what they believe are unnecessary delays that are holding up the project. Planning consultant Andrew Pascuzzo appeared as a delegation at council's committee of the whole meeting on March 19. Pascuzzo represented the owners of 150 and 160 King Street in Thornbury. For the past 4 years, they have been working on a multi-building development proposal that includes a hotel, 48 rental apartments, and commercial aspects. The proponents recently made their fifth submission on the project to the town. Even though no zoning or official plan amendments were necessary for the property, nor was a plan of subdivision, the proposal requires site plan approval to proceed. "We're at a crossroads," Pascuzzo told council. He said the developers recently received a deficiencies letter from the town that suggested the entire project could be delayed to 2027 due to stormwater management and sewage infrastructure concerns. Pascuzzo told council the concerns in the letter were a bit of a stretch. He said at this point they feel as if they are out of options and decided to appeal directly to council for assistance. "My clients would like to bring forward a great project for your municipality," he said. "We're being told we need to hold off to 2027 to construct this development." Pascuzzo outlined the work done over the past 4 years on the proposal. The 150 King Street property would feature two buildings with commercial ground floor and rental apartments on the second and third floors. There would be 36 one-bedroom units and 12 two-bedroom units. The 160 King Street property would include a 69-room Hilton Hotel. The process included a land swap with the town for parkland purposes. "There has been a lot of effort put into this project over the past number of years," he said. Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs noted that the proposal is exactly what Thornbury needs. "I'm not aware of any other projects in the downtown core of Thornbury that would offer this kind of housing," she said. "Our workforce needs housing options." Council didn't take any direct action on the presentation, other than to ask for staff comments on the situation. Adam Smith, the town's planning director, acknowledged that infrastructure challenges and servicing constraints had been identified. He said he would be following up with the proponents in the coming days to discuss options to address the issues. "Staff have been supportive of the concept," said Smith.